Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Service says that today's Christmas will bring in a brand new storm system for the Redwood Coast. The storm is expected for today, will continue into tomorrow. Showers and possible thunderstorms are anticipated tonight with some small hail. Increasing southerly winds ranging from 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sheriff's deputies arrested a man Sunday night who had attempted to light himself on fire while standing on top of the ShopSmart grocery store in Redway. Witnesses report that the man, identified now as 43-year-old Richard Guerrera of Whitethorn, had cut chunks of concrete off the rooftop, and when deputies arrived on scene, he poured gasoline over himself and down a wall of the store, threatening to burn the place down. Firefighters stood ready with hoses while deputies and CHP officers climbed to the roof using a fire department ladder. Guerrera then went after the officers, hitting one deputy in the face and chest with a plastic container filled with gasoline. Guerrera then hung off the edge of the roof about 30 feet up before officers were able to haul him back onto the roof and take him into custody. Guerrera was booked after being cleared at a local hospital and faces several felonies. Sunday night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was notified of a vehicle attempting to run over people, and it had struck a residence in the 1400 block of Railroad Avenue, McKinleyville. It was now attempting to leave the scene. That's when deputies arrived. They located and detained 32-year-old Jennifer Lee Hermansky. She was driving a 2000 Toyota Camry. Deputies spoke with the two female victims, a 38-year-old female and her 21-year-old daughter. They told deputies Hermansky used to date the 21-year-old daughter's boyfriend. The victim said they were standing in their front yard when they saw Hermansky's car drive by, turn around, rev the engine, and drive into the yard before striking the residence. The victim said Hermansky nearly struck the 21-year-old female when she drove into the yard. Deputies saw the residence sustain damage to an exterior wall, which left a hole approximately 16 feet wide. When deputies interviewed Hermansky, she told a different story. She said that her brakes failed to work. Hermansky was booked into Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, vandalism, driving when unlicensed, and hit and run. Her bail was set at $50,000. Local law enforcement agencies, in conjunction with the California Highway Patrol, have focused on impaired drivers over the winter holidays. And as of the current report, 31 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI in Humboldt County. CHP will maintain its maximum enforcement period through the new year, and the multi-agency DUI checkpoints will be manned as well. The EPD canceled its scheduled checkpoint Saturday night due to heavy rain, but officers still managed to arrest 4 drivers on various offenses. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
NORAD continues a Christmas tradition that began as a mistake in 1955 with a Christmas promotion. They gave out the number to NORAD headquarters. Staffers then began receiving calls about Santa Claus from callers who thought they had reached the North Pole. Each year, NORAD tracks Santa's trek across the globe and answers phone calls asking for details on his trip and where Santa is currently located. You can also follow Santa's path online at noradsanta.org. Despite budget cuts, mobs of angry fishermen, and death threats, California officials have completed the largest network of undersea parks in the continental United States, 848 square meters of protected waters that reach from the Oregon line to the Mexican border. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle, reporting that the final segment of marine reserves along the North Coast reflect consensus reached between American Indian tribes, conservation groups, and fishermen to preserve tribal traditions while protecting marine life from exploitation. All told, a dozen-year effort has set aside 16% of state waters as marine reserves, including 9% that are off-limits to fishing or gathering of any kind. State officials got to work shortly after the legislature passed the Marine Life Protection Act in 1999. California's network of reserves is the only one established near a heavily populated coastline. The state issues 2 million fishing licenses a year. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.